Welcome to the Equipping You in Grace podcast, hosted by Dave Jenkins. The Equipping You in Grace podcast is a podcast about helping Christians develop a biblical worldview in a conversational tone about issues inside and outside the church. Now, for today's episode, let's join our host, Dave Jenkins.
All right, guys. Well, welcome back to the Equipping You in Grace podcast. My name is Dave, and I'm the host for this show. And today we're going to talk about something that I don't think that as Christians we talk enough about, and that is the purpose of biblical memorization and meditation. And when we, as we begin to talk about memorization, we're talking about the scripture, the word given by God. It's inspired. It's profitable for your very soul. Your very soul needs the word for life and substance. You were created by God and for God. And as such, only what God provides will truly satisfy you and bring lasting hope and fruit to your life. And so memorizing the word of God is precious when we see memorization not as a duty to perform to get points in the eyes of God or for our performance, but as valuable because we are hiding the word of God in our hearts and in our minds. And so when scripture is stored in your heart, in your mind, it's available for the Holy Spirit to then take and to use and to bring to your attention when you're tempted, when you're facing a trial, when you're dealing with a difficult person, or when you're counseling somebody. The memorization of scripture allows your mind easier access to the voice of God in scripture to come to mind and to speak to you. And one practical reason memorization is so essential is in the area of spiritual warfare. This is expressed in Ephesians 6:17, which says, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." And so when those whispers of Satan come your way, and they're going to come, remind yourself of scripture and don't believe those lies. Fight those lies with the word of God. I recall a good friend once telling me, "Dave, you're fighting a battle that you were never meant to win because it's already been won." You see, as a Christian, you are in a war that has already been won by your Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. You memorize the scripture to bring to mind the word of God and to bring it to bear in that situation of temptation, in that situation of challenge, so the sword of the Spirit can be brought to bear in that situation. Jesus, when tempted in the wilderness, knew the word and was able to quote scripture accurately in the midst of temptation. Christians ought to memorize scripture so that it's available to the Holy Spirit to use and to inflame our souls amid the daily struggles of life. You see, memorizing scripture not only enables us to wield its truth in our own lives, it helps Christians to genuinely know the word of God so they can share it with others. And when you go to an ATM, you insert your debit card, you enter your PIN, you select how much cash you want to withdraw. In a similar way, scripture memory is putting the Bible into our hearts, into our minds, and then typing in the PIN when we are faced with temptation or challenges. And this allows us to withdraw the deposit of the word through biblical memorization. And so the more we deposit the scriptures into our hearts, into our minds, the more stored scripture we will have to pull up into our lives and deposit into the lives of others. As one of my friends says, how much of the Bible can you access? By that, he means, how much of the Bible do you honestly know? It's a convicting question. It gets to the heart of why we should be memorizing scripture as Christians, so that we have timely and biblical advice to give others that builds them up in the word of God. Well, one of the best reasons also for memorizing scripture is that it fuels biblical meditation. When we memorize a verse of scripture, we can meditate on it anytime, day or night. Psalm 119:97 says, "Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day." In Joshua 1:8, we see the connection between success and the practice of meditation. You see, genuine success is not granted to those who stare off into space, who empty their minds, but instead granted to those who steer deeply into the Word of God. Biblical meditation invites Christians into the world of God in His Word, where real refreshment and joy begins. Every Christian who wants to grow in grace meditates on the Word and thinks deeply on the Word of God. But the fruit of biblical meditation is action. So as we hear, as we read, as we study, as we memorize the Word, the power of Scripture fueled by biblical meditation, it inflames and even enlarges our soul. The more we engage in biblical meditation, the more we see the Word giving off its heat unto us, illuminating its truth to us through the Holy Spirit, whose Word provides insight and understanding, resulting in a passion for obedience to God by His grace. And this is what Thomas Watson has to say about this, and he's right. He's bluntly correct when he says, the reason we come away so cold from reading the Word is because we do not warm ourselves at the fire of meditation. Biblical meditation is where we fill our minds with God's truth and where our hearts and minds are inflamed with a passion for God. George Mueller said this, the vigor of our spiritual life will be in exact proportion to the place held by the Bible in our life and our thoughts. Mueller is right. How we view the Bible affects what we do with the Bible. It's not only what we do with the Word of God and how we view it and believe it that will lead to having the right action in light of biblical truth. And this is why hearing, reading, and even studying the Bible is so essential. It's also why biblical meditation is critical. These are lifelong pursuits that we should pursue every day. These are eternal things. And so we press on, so we grow, as Mueller says. If we have the right view of the Bible itself, we'll hold it in the right place in our hearts, in our thoughts, in our affections, in our lives. See, what we think about reveals what we delight in. As a Christian, your life in Christ drives breath when your head and your heart are in the soil of God's Word. It's in biblical meditation that we can soak up the water of the Word of God. Growing up in Seattle, I saw what happens when it rains hard. And by hard, I'm talking by a torrential amount of rain for several hours, sometimes for 40 days, really, in a row. Like the rains in Seattle, the Lord, through His Word, promises to take the Scriptures, to bring them home into the soil bed of our hearts. Without absorbing the Word of God, it will run off as rain runs off into the drain after it downpours in Seattle. Biblical meditation is one of the means of grace the Lord uses to help Christians be productive and to be fruitful servants of God. Biblical meditation is critical in our times as we're facing a torrent of information every day because it helps Christians to be shaped by the Word, to grow in the grace of God. And the Lord desires to take His Word, to plant it deep into our hearts, into our lives. And one way He does this is through biblical meditation. See, the fruit of biblical meditation is growing in maturity in Christ. In fact, integral to meditating on the Word is praying the Word. Psalm 119:18 says, "Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your life." John 14:26 tells us, "The Holy Spirit guides the Christian into all truth." Meditation is more than merely concentration or mental energy being exerted for exertion's sake. Rather, we ought to pray and ask for illumination, which is to open our understanding of Scripture, because doing so intensifies spiritual perception. You see, the Bible is written under inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So pray for the Holy Spirit to expand your understanding of the text so that you can rightly understand it as you meditate on the Word of God. Praying over Scripture is an invitation for the Holy Spirit to hold His divine light over the text to show you what you cannot see without Him. Consider, for example, why you would turn on the light in a room. Without the light switch turned on, you cannot see the room. The Holy Spirit illuminates the Scripture so the lights turn on to help you see what you were unable to perceive without His gracious guidance in Scripture. You see, memorizing the Scripture allows us to store up God's truth in our hearts and minds, and meditation is deep thinking on biblical truth, which defines biblical reality. Christian meditation is linked with prayer to God and responsible Holy Spirit-filled human action to bring about genuine transformation by the grace of God. Biblical meditation is only possible because of the grace of the Lord Jesus, who we can trust because He is altogether holy, good, trustworthy, righteous, loving, and just in all of his ways. So the purpose of memorization and meditation on the Word of God is for the sake of proper application. Perhaps you can't just, perhaps today you can't even add another thing, or even don't even have another moment of time. But this is why you need daily Bible reading. This is why you need meditation, biblical meditation and memorization. And I understand what it's like to be busy. Take what time you do have today and in the weeks ahead, in the days ahead, in the months ahead, in the years ahead, and spend it in the Word and focus that time. Read less of Scripture, but use a more focused method to read, study, memorize, and meditate on the Word of God. The truth is, you can meditate on the Word of God anytime. There's no specific minute or hour. Like how we need sleep as finite creatures, the Lord is infinite, and He doesn't need time to sleep. So the best time to encounter the Word of God occurs as we're reading and we're delighting in Him. Now, I want to say a few other things as we wrap up this episode today. Biblical meditation is not emptying your mind. It is filling your mind with God's Word. That is such an important point today, because what we're seeing with the a reemergence of New Age theology in our day is just that. Just empty your mind. Just and do whatever. Stare off into space. Stare at the tree. Do something. But biblical meditation has an object. We are to stare into the Scripture. We are to read the Scripture. And we're supposed to think about it. We're supposed to mull it over. We're supposed to chew on it. One thing I find helpful is there'll be particular passages that'll stand out to me, whether in my daily listening of the Word or my daily reading of the Word. And that's what I do. I'll even write it out or type it out and print it out, and it'll be next to my desk, and I'll read it. I'll think about it throughout the day or the week or however long that particular piece of Scripture I feel drawn to that I'm supposed to continue to chew on it. What I found over the years is thinking about it over and over again, just even thinking about, what is this trying to say? What does this passage even mean? What is it about this passage that I'm drawn to in this moment? Are there particular circumstances and things going on in my life? This kind of thing helps me, because there's a reason. The Lord wants us to grow in grace. So He'll, from time to time, He'll highlight particular passages for us that we should be memorizing, so that we can take it. Now, here's a warning. We always need to study the passages that we're memorizing so that we don't just pull it out of context. If you're going to memorize a passage, make sure you're not only memorizing that passage, but that you're also studying it so that you understand it in context. This is so important, because we don't want to be guilty of cherry picking passages out of their intended context, and then we misapply them to our lives. That's how we get deceived, and that's an important warning for us, because we are so tempted to pick a passage and say, this is what I want to memorize this passage. Great. I want to encourage that 100%. But I also want to come back and I want to advise you and give you counsel that you need to rightly interpret the Word of God, rightly handle the Word of God. And this is a biblical principle. You see, Scripture interprets Scripture. This is why we study the context of the passage, so that we know what it means and we understand what it means in light of the whole book of the whole Word of God. We need to engage in context. We need to understand the meaning. We need to understand what it means in that particular chapter, in light of the particular chapter that we're, the verses in, and so much more. We need to be memorizing and meditating on the Word of God. So, so vital. Well, I want to thank you for listening or watching this episode of the Equipping You in Grace podcast. I do want to thank you for listening or watching, and I pray that this was helpful to you in your spiritual growth in Christ. We are aiming here to provide conversations and relevant topics, all grounded in Scripture, to help you to serve the Lord and to grow in His grace. So I want to thank you for listening or watching this episode. And until next time, may the Lord richly bless you and keep you.
Thank you for listening to the Equipping You in Grace podcast. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe, rate us on the app, and share this with your friends and family on social media. If you want to find us on social media, you can find us on Twitter at Servants of Grace, on Instagram at Servants of Grace, or by searching at Servants of Grace on Facebook. You can also find this episode and many others like it on the front page of our website, servantsofgrace.org.